This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا وقعت الواقعة ليس لوقعتها كاذبة خافضة رافعة بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وما استنى بسنة الله إلى يوم الدين أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome guys to yet again another brand new series. This time it is tafsir of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. This is the 56th surah of the Quran. It is 96 verses. It is a Mekki surah. And this is Surah Ar-Rahman's sister. You know, ideally what should have happened is that when we finish Surah Ar-Rahman, we should have jumped into the surah. I don't know why I didn't think about that. But nevertheless, we are here. And what I will do is for those of you that miss Surah Ar-Rahman, I'm having trouble trying to get these videos off of the page onto the YouTube channel. Facebook is just really weird that way. Every time you try to do something simple, it's always complicated or it's blocked or something happens. But nevertheless, you know, my guys will try to figure out how to do that just to try to get all these videos onto the YouTube channel so that you'll always have access to them and you can catch up with any episodes that you've missed, inshallah. You've got to remember that if you haven't done so already, to just get on my YouTube channel and you will see all the videos since day one from lockdown have been posted there. They're on the channel. You can take your time, download them, do whatever you like, inshallah ta'ala. So, in order to really capture what Surah Al-Waqi'ah is about, you've got to have a sense of what Surah Ar-Rahman was. Surah Ar-Rahman started off with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman. And we spent a lot of time talking about what Ar-Rahman is, what it means, the structure, the syntax of the word. It starts off with this praise or this glory or this acknowledgement that Allah is Ar-Rahman. Surah Al-Waqi'ah ends off this way by talking about some of the things of Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Qur'an. Surah Ar-Rahman went on, Allama al-Qur'an, He taught us the Qur'an. Surah Al-Waqi'ah ends off with a discussion about the Qur'an as well. There was a constant rhetorical question in Surah Ar-Rahman, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ You're going to see a similar kind of rhetorical question asked over and over in Surah Al-Waqi'ah as well. They're very similar in that sense, in style and in pattern. In terms of content, almost exactly the same, but two completely different perspectives. So, Surah Ar-Rahman will also give us a good, and as for those of you who went through it with me, we went through a discussion of the Jahannam, Jannah. Surah Al-Waqi'ah, same thing. We talked about the Day of Judgment. We talk about the elite, the people who will get the highest reward of Al-Firdaus or Jannah in Surah Ar-Rahman. Allah will also discuss and take that discussion one step further in Al-Waqi'ah. We talked a little bit about some of the events of the Day of Judgment in Ar-Rahman. Surah Al-Waqi'ah will now highlight very specifically and even get into some of the psychology of understanding and internalizing just how grand and how profound this day will be for all of us. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us strength. So, are you guys ready? Let's get into this. Let's get into it, guys. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ إِذَا when الْوَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ وَقَعَ literally means حَدَثَ, when something has happened. So Allah says, when this day, referring to the Day of Judgment. So وَقَعَ is this day is going to and it will happen. وَاقِعَ it refers to like a singular incident. So put these two together. This is like somebody who, when they see and they come on that day, there will be people that will be like, oh my goodness, it actually happened. Or you compare it to an event that was so catastrophic, it was so profound, that there's nothing on this planet you can compare it to, and it should never happen again. That's called waqi'ah. It's a singular one-time event, and you don't want it to ever happen again. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's how the surah is introduced to us. That's how it begins. When it happens, a day like no other, what it entails is the following. Number one, it's going to happen. No matter what we do. And we've talked about this a lot in our previous tafsirs. The day of judgment. Inna sa'a atiyatun. Atiya. In Surah Taha. It's already on its way. Oh, it's coming. And there's nothing that we can do. There's nothing we can do. We can't. You see, our minds develop these psychological defense coping mechanisms of disaster. Like if there was an earthquake, right? And you start to feel the ground shaking, but then all of a sudden, you know, it was probably in your head, or you deny it. You're like, oh, okay. It wasn't a major earthquake. I thought it was, but no, it wasn't that bad. So we deny sometimes major events in our lives. You know, oh yeah, he cursed at me, but he didn't mean it that bad. I mean, it sounded horrible, but it wasn't that. What it is that your mind is a defense mechanism that it uses to try to trivialize or lower the burden or the effect of that thing onto you, because it'll help you this way, right? And sometimes I guess that works. I'm not a big fan of just denying a reality. But certainly, if this is a way to help us rejuvenate and gain strength so that we can cope with whatever struggle or disaster that surrounds us, then by all means, right? If this works for you, then by all means. The point is that when Allah uses waqa'a and waqi'a, two of the exact same words in the same sentence, it really highlights that not only is this going to happen, it's already on its way. And this day, there is no comparison to anything like it on this planet. Nothing like it. Now Allah will continue. And Allah will highlight a problem that mankind will have, will struggle with, and will continue to have until this day happens. So until the day of judgment, mankind will be in this state. Right? And when I say mankind, not every single person, obviously, but generally speaking, what is the state that Allah is referring to? It's the next ayah. لَيْسَ لِوَقَعَتِهَا كَاذِبَةً. They say, لَيْسَ لِوَقَعَتِهَا. It's not going to happen. كَاذِبَةً. كَاذِبَةً comes from the word كَاذِبَةً. Now, there's a couple of things to understand about this word. Okay, so just follow along with me. If you're writing, that's great. If you're typing or something, that's great. But here's a few notes on kadhiba. So first and foremost, kadhiba literally means to lie. But kadhiba in the Quran also is used to deny something. So when you're in denial, no, that's not going to happen. No, get that away from me. Even though it's right in front of you, even though it's unfolding right before your eyes, kadhiba, you're just denying it. You stay in the state of denial. So the first meaning of when they responded, the Meccans, when they heard these ayat and they responded and said, it's not going to happen. A day where all of mankind will gather. A day where everybody's going to be asked about things. Really? You know, this is one of the criticisms that not just Islam, but religions that believe in the Day of Judgment. This is a constant criticism that we have to try to withstand and listen to since the beginning of time. It's always been there. So, لَيْسَ لِوَقَعَتِهَا كَاذِبَةً. The first interpretation is complete denial. It's just a lie. Don't believe that there will be such a day. That's the first interpretation. The second is some of the scholars of tafsir say that it's a sifa. It's describing an event that is so profound. كَاذِبَةً. No one is able to deny it. Even if they tried to, they couldn't deny it. So, لَيْسَ لِوَقَعَتِهَا كَاذِبَةً. The second meaning is Allah is describing the nature of the people who deny and saying to them, that no matter what it is you try to, what it is that you say mentally and psychologically, you'll never be able to deny this day. So we touched on this on the previous ayah, but just to bring it all together, the second meaning is that psychologically, your mind will not be able to deny it. So no matter how you're like, no, this day cannot be happening, it's going to happen. This is psychology in the Quran, by the way. This is psychology in the Quran. You know how? This is how the Quran teaches us that no matter how much there are times in our lives where we would want to deny the reality of something. You know, not very often, but every so often, a parent will tell me, you know, I tried to stop him from marrying her. I didn't think they were good together. I did everything in my power until I heard about the wedding day. And then I was like, my God, it's actually happening. They're actually going to get married. They don't deserve each other. This, I tried. They're actually going to do it. That's لَيْسَ لِوَقَعْتِهَا كَاذِبًا. Like, it's going to happen now. It's unfolding in front of your eyes. The wedding is there. They're getting married. They're doing whatever. And there it is. The reality became a reality. So psychology in this ayah is teaching us that obviously there are certain things that there's no denial of. We can't stop it. You know, if there's a flood somewhere, then all of a sudden you're hoping the rain will stop. Then the next day, guess what ends up happening? Rain starts again. And those who are especially living within those places where it's flooded and it's just total disaster and catastrophe everywhere, when will it stop raining? I can't believe it's raining again. When the Australian fires happened, there were so many stories of people like, when will the rain come? When will the rain come? The next day, it's dry again. The fire continues to just rage out of control. So all of this is لَيْسَ لِوَقَعْتِهَا كَاذِبًا. It's teaching us that no matter how much we don't want this day to come, it's already on its way. So كَاذِبًا, you can't deny. Here's the third meaning. There's no denying it on that day. So there will be people now on the day of judgment that will say things like, no. This is not it. I mean, we're just gathering here because we're meeting each other. We're just gathering here because Allah wants to talk to us for a bit. No. There actually will be people on that day that will still be in that state of denial. I don't know what you call that. I don't know if that's a punishment or what, but subhanAllah, what a state of ghafla and heedlessness that on the day of judgment itself, they are still in that state of denial. Forget about in dunya life. So it's like, you know, another way of looking at kathiba is think about how most of us as Muslims, how we would treat an earthquake. If an earthquake were to happen, you know, you can read stories about this all over the internet of people just saying, oh my God, it's the day of judgment. This is the end. And when the earthquake is over, okay, that wasn't it. Okay, this is not the end. Okay, thank God. So كَذِبَ in this ayah is that it's highlighting to us that there will be people even on that day that the end is there, it's happening, it's unfolding. But they will say, no, don't worry. It is the day of judgment, but it's not what we learned. It's not what you think it is. This is not like the old Jahannam day. No. This is kind of like a precursor to something else. It's like, it's mind-boggling to think that even on that day, there will still be people in denial that the day that's unfolding is actually real. SubhanAllah, like, this really makes you think, SubhanAllah. Now, next ayah. So that's the introduction. That's how serious and profound the surah is. Only two ayat and Allah set the stage. Day of judgment is gonna happen. No matter how you treat it, how you think of it, how you want to deny, reject it, trivialize it, it's already on its way. And it will be there. Okay, fine. Here's the last ayah. خافضة رافعة خافضة from the word خفضة and رافعة from the word رفعة, two opposites. This is where I got the title of the video from, The Rise and Fall of Mankind. خافضة to lower. خفضة, to lower something, to cause something to fall or drop. رفع is the opposite, to cause something to rise and rise above. So what's happening? We're still talking about the Day of Judgment. So what's خفضة here? What do we look at and we admire as grand and above us that on the Day of Judgment will be beneath us? Sky, stars, the moon, the sun, buildings, tall structures, mountains, all of this, خفضة, will fall and destroy and be destroyed and disintegrate. The mountains turn into dust. These grand mountains that we see always, every day, turn into dust. Rafa'a, rafi'a, what will rise? The oceans, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, in Surah Al-Infitar, that when the oceans, they will rise and dry up, and explode and dry up and disintegrate. Rafa'a here, some of our scholars also mention that it refers to people. People who will come out and rise from the ground. Rafa'a. So it's subhanAllah, it's really remarkable imagery that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will describe in such detail. So here's how I want you to think of this surah. Remember this, because I'm going to repeat it a lot in all of our episodes. Surah Al-Waqi'ah is one of the most detailed stories about the events of the Day of Judgment, not just what will happen on that day, but all the events leading up to that day. Surah Al-Waqi'ah is one of the most detailed surahs in the Quran about the Day of Judgment. Like, all the deniers of the Day of Judgment need to study the surah. Anybody who thinks that, okay, it's on its way, but it won't be that bad, you need to go into the surah. Allah sets the tone in just two verses, and now the third one. Now listen to this. Some of the scholars of tafsir said khafidah and rafi'ah is not actually referring to physically when people are coming out of the ground or when the stars will fall from the sky. It's not just these physical events that will unfold, but it also refers to all of the elite, those kings and queens and those powerful men and women who caused so much corruption in this world, but they had all the riches, the highest status, the power and authority, and they used it to abuse Muslims, believers, people in general. Doesn't that feel like this ayah directly makes reference to the world today, just what the world is? Especially if you're a minority, how you have to live, how you have to struggle for the littlest things, and the rich just become richer, and that whole marginalization just continues to expand and expand. Khafila. So in this world, although this is happening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that those who were the elite in this world, on that day, they will be lowered next to nothing. They will be nothing on that day. And the opposite. All those who were humiliated, who were embarrassed, who had nothing. You know, those people that we often don't care about, we don't think about. You know, the janitor, the cleaners. You walk into this beautiful, lavish building. You see some guy just sweeping away. You go into the airport, those luggage carriers. You see the ladies just mopping, wiping down the carts. Those people that no one talks to. Those same individuals could be going home that same day and making dua, praying tahajjud, doing so much. Allah says that those are the people, rafi'ah, they are given the highest status and they're elevated on that day. SubhanAllah. This understanding, this interpretation of khafidah and rafi'ah really makes us think about the little things that we so easily overlook or may take for granted. So the next time you do see those people in the mall wiping down the tables in the food court, the next time you do see those who suffer or those who have those minimum wage jobs, We're just barely getting by and they have to work like two or three jobs. You never know. Person who can't read, who can't write, all he or she can do is just like cook something, make something, wipe something, clean something. But you can't have like an intellectual conversation. Those same people that often we might end up pitying and putting down and be like, why don't you go to school? Why don't you educate yourself? Why don't you do something? Look at you. Who never had those opportunities growing up could be the same people that are elevated and given the highest status on the Day of Judgment. The highest status. They are the ones that are honored. So don't let the eyes be fooled, is the point of this ayah. Don't let our eyes be fooled. Just because you see powerful leaders, powerful men and women across the globe, generations after generations, have all the riches, the lusts and the desire, have everything at their disposal, don't think that that continues even in afterlife. It could very well be the complete opposite in the afterlife. And vice versa. The poor, the innocent, the one who struggles, don't think that that's going to be their life as they continue in the afterlife. I'm going to pause there, inshallah, because now we're going to, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will now highlight more and more actual events that unplace. وَإِذَا رُجَّتِ الْأَرْضُ رَجَّا وَبُسَّتِ الْجِبَالُ بَسَّ فَكَانَتْ هَبَاءً مُنْبَثَّ. Oh my gosh. This language in the surah is frightening. Like, this is a really frightening language. Very, very hard language. Really profound. Every ayah is a spiritual punch in the gut. Every verse. So this is one of those verses, brothers and sisters, you know, unfortunately gets left behind quite often. I'm not sure why, but it is definitely one of those surahs that has to be studied and understood by every average layman Muslim out there. You have to study and understand Surah Al-Waqi'ah, just because of how it concentrates on this profound day, the Day of Judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us strength. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you and give us the health, the strength, the wisdom, the knowledge that we never lose sight of this reality. You know, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhuma, as he felt that death was approaching him, he made a statement and he said that every single day we wake up with our families. Meaning every single day we just go on about life and we wake up with our families, we do little things here and there. We just live life. وَالْمَوْتُ أَدْنَى مِنْ شِرَاكِ نَعْلِهِ. However, death is closer to us than the straps on our shoes. So every day we just go on with life and we live life and we do whatever and we lose sight that we're actually leave and go and transition to an afterlife that leads us to this profound day. That reality is still closer to us, whether we remember it or not, or think about it or not. It is still closer to us than the laces or the straps of our shoes. Who thinks about their shoelace as they're walking? Who thinks, as you're walking, you know, you're at the restaurant or you're just, you know, at the mall or whatever, and you're thinking about your shoelace. Once you tie them up, that's it. You don't think twice. The only way your shoelace gets your attention is what? If it comes apart. If it loosens up. So that's when it starts talking, hey, come fix me. Other than that, there's no care. And the statement of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is that's death. No matter how much you try to like push it aside or you don't remember it at all, you get busy with other things, it's that close to you and it continues to talk to you. SubhanAllah. We're going to get a lot of those reminders in this surah, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the strength that we start something for His sake and we end it for His sake. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khaira. Tomorrow, bi'ithnillah, we continue with our tafsir of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.